On this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, this is the Boston Medium. You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Did you guys miss me? I know you did. I know you missed me. I was gone for a while and then I came back. Woohoo! Took a little staycation, a little recuperation time. It was good. I feel really good. I feel good. I'm laughing really hard because I saw the Joker the other day in the theater. And he had this scene where he's laughing. Like, he's just, like, he's got the face paint on. He's got the green hair. And he's just, like, he just killed his mom. Oh. Did I just give that away? Oh, no. And he goes, I feel good. And it was just, like, so deranged. Sorry. It just got a little dark there. Didn't mean it to get that dark, but it just went there. Anyways, back to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Happy high vibration. So we got a very interesting show coming on this full hour that's going on. I got a lot of things to talk about. And so a lot of the playlist has been inspired by spirit. I got about three different like dreams about what to play. Spirit just came into my dreams and was like, okay, we're gonna give you a different playlist. Okay, so first of all, Spirit came in and literally they showed me a patch of what was Bad Religion. I had a dream that I had a backpack and I had a Bad Religion patch on it. So it was like, okay, Spirit wants to hear some Bad Religion. We got some, I can't wait to see what kind of energy is coming out of that in the messages. Then the other day I had a dream. Oh my God, I was in this bar and all of a sudden this like rock steady sky just started just playing and it was just so melodic and dreamy. And it was like, Spirit was like, we want to hear more of that. And I was like, all right. And so a couple of Sundays ago, I actually was subbing and I played, you know, I had a whole playlist. And so I thought about, oh, I should play some John Denver. And I didn't get around to it. Literally 5 minutes till the show, someone calls in and is like, can you play John Denver Country Roads? I was like, oh my God. I was like, are you serious right now? So that John Denver spirit that definitely came in. Feeling the vibes, feeling the vibrations. He really wanted to be here, wanted to be known. So we're going to play some John Denver. We're going to play some Bad Religion. We're going to play some Rocksteady Ska. We're just going to mix it up. I got to go out to a show at O'Brien's this Friday, which was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I'm just going to play a lot of mix, a lot of punk we got going on, different types, a lot of oldies. I got a whole thing of oldies coming up, so I'm really excited. And I'm just excited to talk about the vibrations and the energies that are coming in this week. And I decided, you know, I should definitely start doing some tarot, like live tarot readings, like general for the day. I think that would be fun. I just did one this weekend and a lot of interesting things happened, you know. It was really good. A lot of synchronistic, beautiful, magical things. And that's what this is about. This is what this is all about right now, is creating and cultivating some magic, some good energy, some good vibes. Things have been going really good. And so, yeah, I would really highly recommend staycations. What staycations are basically is like a vacation without leaving. Staycations are basically vacations where you don't do anything and you just kind of relax and you kind of take care of yourself, and it's about self-care. So I got to do a lot of that and I feel really good. I feel good, like Joker says. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. So we're going to move into our meditation and then we got music, music, music. Does that sound good? Does that sound dope? Does that sound copacetic? I hope so. I like how I mixed that in. The Little Rascals. All right, get nice and cozy. We're going to talk to spirit. Meditation is exciting, okay? Meditation is fun and exciting. Take a few minutes to just gather yourself. We're not rushing. We're not forcing anything right now. We're just gonna be in the mode. It's gonna be in a magic mode. So just while we're waiting here, just take some nice deep breaths in and out, please. In, out. In, out. In and out. Deep breaths in and out. And as we're here right now, we bring our awareness to our breath, we bring our awareness to the beauty and the lights that surround us. We surround ourselves in the awareness of just being alive. We surround ourselves in the infinite presence right now in this moment. We let our love fly, we let our love surround us, and we let joy in. We bring so much joy into this atmosphere as we are living our best lives possible. We are magnificent in brilliance. Breathe and let's just ground ourselves right now. Let's ground ourselves to the earth. Let's ground ourselves and be one with Mother Nature and be one with everything that surrounds us. So right now I am drawn and spirit is drawing me in to bring us into a beautiful crystal cave right now. Feel the elements of the beautiful crystals. Feel the elements of joy that are surrounding us and perfect health and well-being. Let yourself feel magical. And understand that you are infinite. Feel this magical, infinite vibration, knowing that you can have and do anything. You can have and do anything right now as we are surrounded by the beautiful crystal cave, beautiful water, sparkling essence of luminous lights that just sparkle everywhere in this crystal cave. We could see the water all around us, splashing, sparkling. Everything is just lit up. The signs of everything being lit up is you being carefree. You feeling joy and you feeling brand new and you feeling that excitement and celebration for life. Can you feel that excitement and celebration for life and where you are and what you're doing and everything and who you are? Feel how good it is to just be here in this moment and understand that you are connected with magic, understanding you are connected with the elements of earth, air, fire, water, spirit. Picture a pentagram surrounding you right now, and that is your line of protection as we open up. As we open up to this joy and we become blessed right now. We just become the most blessed presence right now. We become the strongest, energetic, magical presence. Lift your vibration higher right now. As you can see the light and you can see the love surrounding you, you can see everything that you want in your vision. In this crystal cave, all of a sudden you see it turning into pictures and videos into the walls, and it's showing clips of your life and what you want and what you want to manifest. It's showing you that you could have absolutely anything and everything that is calling to you right now in this moment. It's showing you all your possibilities. It's showing you your higher self and your future you. But the future you that is the best and highest good. The future you that has developed, that is strong, that is spiritual, that is absolutely magnificent. Picture yourself as exactly that person of who you want to be. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to live? What do you want to do? What is your passion? What makes you happy? Cultivate all these feelings and see the images of what Spirit is showing you. You see, all these images of what Spirit is showing you is inviting you into an inspiration of making you aware of what it is that you want right now if you don't know. If you do know and you have that certainty, it shows. If you don't know, it's showing. It's still showing the projections of who you are and what you want and all that manifestation of where you want to grow. Do you need more, better health? Do you need, what is it that you need? Your needs met. Money. Food. Relationships. Feel it getting stronger. Feel this essence and this vibration. Just so magical right now in this moment. So unbelievable. So just about to burst open with excitement, confetti and fireworks. This energy is here cultivating you, getting you ready for your greatest yet to be. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. In and exhale. Feel the love of Spirit and gather yourself and gather your surroundings and how loved you are. This healing is here and you are safe and you are protected. You are safe, you are protected, and you are the magnificence. See, we're setting you up for the day. So when you go into your world and you go into life and you interact with people right now, you are changed because of this moment. You remember who you are. We don't have to fear anything. Nothing can be taken away from us. Nothing can be lost. We are eternal beings and we are forever. Now, as we come back, we're coming back, we're collecting ourselves. We thank Infinite Spirit. We thank all the loved ones here with us. We embrace and we open up and we say thank you for the spirit communication. Thank you for letting yourself be visible. Thank you right now for letting me have the awareness to know that there is the afterlife, that there's a life after death, that we are eternal and our loved ones never leave. You never leave. And you will always be. Always. Thank you so much for tuning in and participating in this meditation. Please bring this into your awareness throughout the day. Please bring this into your energy wherever you go. All the possibilities, you can see them and imagine. Remember to bring that energy of imagination into your heart. And be childlike and know that they will come true and manifest because you have a choice. You have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be joyful and you have a choice to be free. What's it gonna be? All right, all right, all right. Thank you so much. Here we go, kicking off with our playlist. We got John Denver. Thank you, John Denver, and your spirit. Thank you for your magnificent beauty and coming through and being here with us today on this wonderful day. Why don't we start it off with Sunshine on My Shoulders? So beautiful, so beautiful. With great love and great joy, we dedicate this to you, Spirit, right now in this moment.
Sun. sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Almost always makes me high. If I had a tale that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for some. In my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost makes me high. Sunshine almost all the time makes me high. Popularity. There are things that teach the poor.
sexy chick. But if you mess around with Sally, she hits you with a cuckoo maca stick.
I know
first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know you send me.
So that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelite,
get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
That strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Playground sounds. Whew. I hope you enjoyed all those fine tunes. Those fine tunage that we had for you coming up here. All right, let's get into our PSA, shall we? Let's do it. Okay. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape in addition to the government programs? There's a plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Some good info right there. So, how goes it? How goes it, everybody? Loving this Little Rascals theme song. So we got about, you know, about 20 more minutes or 15 or whatever. I can't even count, so it doesn't even matter what I think. Woo! I felt, you know, just the good vibrations that were coming in, and definitely that spirit. Just, I got like just hit with a bunch of messages this week, and especially just getting music like that and dreams and having them play on your playlist all week is, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's like not only is a lot of fun, but you're connecting, and it's really a sign that they're here and they're speaking to you and they're talking to you. And it's not just like, oh, you know, maybe they exist, maybe spirit exists, I don't know. But no, it's like, yeah, spirit does exist. It's like, you know, and again, you know, we're here, the spiritual people who are here that can talk to spirit, you know, we're here to communicate with others about it. We're not here to try to force anyone to believe in this at all, or try to sway their opinion. You know, that's just irrelevant. You can only feel this. You can only be a part of this experience yourself. And that's why I do this, so people can feel this for themselves. And that's why I provide free readings on here. And speaking of free readings, if you ever are interested in a free reading, please contact me. We do this here live on the air. And the number is 855-915-9636. So call in anytime. Call into the show, please. I'd love it. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to give you a reading. And I'd love to help you to expand your consciousness and really get in touch with spirit. If, you know, you're not familiar with meeting and readings, or if you're a skeptic, or, you know, if you're in the in-between of I do believe, but I just, you know, I don't know. You know, if you're in that phase of I just don't know, and it's good to really feel this for yourself. And when the time is ready, not, you know, do it, you know, because you're supposed to do it. You're always going to do it when the time is ready. So relax. Chillax with it. And it's just a good time. It really is. Just had a really experience, and just feeling really close with spirit, and just really connecting and just really, really getting in the vibration. And just, I've just felt it a lot this week, which was really good. And I, again, it had to do with giving myself time. And that's why I really highly suggest, if you're out there and you're feeling stressed and you just don't know which direction to take, it's good to get a couple of days to clear your head. It's really good. I mean, and sometimes people, they throw in this whole mode of, I have to work, I have to do this, I have to pay the bills, I have to da-da-da-da-da. But what good is all that stuff if you're going to be sick and stressed out and full of disease and full of all this crap that you don't want later on in life because you never gave yourself time? So really the theme, I feel, in the spirit, in the message that's coming in right now, and the message that's coming through, is really, let's give ourselves some time and give yourself time for yourself. Hold that thought 1 second. I said hold that thought because I went to go in my bag to dig for some tricks and some magic and my tarot, and I don't have it with me, but it's okay. Next time we'll do the tarot read, and I feel like this is going to be a good addition to the show. Just really being able to do a general read and getting the feeling and getting in the magic. And so it's just wonderful. So you got to hear some music from John Denver, Bad Religion, and a lot of ska, rocksteady that was going on. And right now, I'm going to come into this energy and really commune with spirit and be like, what's going on? you know? And there's, okay, so John Denver is the spirit that I've communicated with many times throughout my life with. And he's got this energy that really connects with nature. And that's why I really love when his energy comes around. And he's really a guide that really helps me to understand and be around nature. So the guidance that I'm coming in right now, the why John Denver came in precisely, is because he wants to remind us all about nature. He wants to remind us about how it's so important to be outside. And during our busy lives and everything, so everything's on the computer, everything's iPhone, everything is just so social media, we're just so engaged with all of that. How important it is to constantly remember the real life outside, and remember outside the love, the trees, just really being in communication, sometimes taking it to the next level and not just, okay, I'm going to take a walk. Yes, take walks. Yes, run, be active, but also feel the ground, feel the dirt, feel the grass on your feet, climb a tree, smell the roses, just really be in the air, be part of the air, be one with the air. So that's the message that he really wanted to come through and really want to make himself present, is how happy, how much joy nature really gives us, and the oxygen. He's really reminding us about how much we need to develop, you know, constantly getting that air and all the oxygen that the trees provide. So there's that message from John. Now, coming in for the Bad Religion, that energy and why that came through and why spirit wanted me to play music and really put them out there and really understand what that energy is about. And so I did get a lot of messages about that too, and it has to do surrounding things and where are, and understanding what your spirituality is. And it's not a message as trying to bash other religions per se. I think it's more of the message and trying to, in a negative aspect, and saying, listen to spirit and don't listen to other religions. It's more of just understanding your own spirituality, your own practice, and following that, and that's okay. If you are following another religion that works, that's fine. But also too, you know, there is a spiritual practice inside you that only you have. Everybody has access to it, and it's okay to practice your own thing. It's okay to do your own thing. It's okay to be you. There really is not a wrong or right way in terms of praising God or understanding God or understanding your connection with God. And I really think that's mostly why they wanted to bring in the energy, that energy and that music, because even though it's not specifically directly related to that song that I played, American Jesus, is very, it's very interesting. It's very mind-provoking in so many different ways. in understanding that relation and what we have the relationship with Christianity and how people take it and how what the aspects are and what aren't the, you know, things that work and things don't work. And a lot of times, you know, you do run into people where it's just like, meet a lot of Christian people and it's just like, sometimes it's just really dark and it's like, okay, I thought this was Christianity. So not putting it out there to bash anyone or any faith or anyone who believes it. I mean, it's just like anything else. It's just like, oh, well, I thought you believed in this. Why aren't you acting like this? Why aren't you acting like that? And it's like, you're in this religion. Why aren't you, you know? And it's all these misconceptions. And it's just like, at the end of the day, everybody has their own practice. And no matter what it is, whatever it works for you, it works. But also just celebrating every kind of belief, every kind of faith. And, you know, personally, I do love the energy that that band brings. I really do love what they have to say. I love it. And the Rock Steady and the Ska that came in, the message that I'm coming in for that, that's coming in, and the dreams. It's about the mood. It's about really, really setting the tone and my understanding, my connection. Because when I first came into this world, the first thing I was introduced to was pretty much reggae. I had UB40 playing everywhere. My earliest memories is being 5 and having reggae playing. So that in itself, I have a strong understanding, but it's also just a music that brings people together. And I think that's the main reason why they wanted to keep that steady flow of rock steady and ska, because it is such a vibration that brings everyone together. And it's something that everybody enjoys and everybody likes, and you can dance to it. You can pretty much do anything to it, but it just creates this really, really solid foundation of a vibration in the spiritual realm that's very much appreciated. What spirit is saying and what really spirit is communicating about rocksteady and ska. It's just in, because I'm such a huge 50s fan, and the 19. It's a strong mixture of that. It's just a strong mixture of reggae and doo-wop. And you can definitely hear that. You can hear those tones and that so well. And that's why it holds a special place in my heart, because everybody here knows my era is the 50s, is the 19, you know, that whole thing. And engaging, and it really brings you back to the rock and roll era mixed with reggae. It's just a unique kind of sound that's just very, very special. And I think we should honor it more. So thank you, Spirit. All right. So let's get on. We should definitely get on to our playlist. I have something very special I wanted to play. So one of my earliest vinyls was Olivia Newton-John, If You Love Me, Let Me Know. And that vinyl I played constantly, back to back. It was just one of those things that just really blew my mind. So I'm going to share with you here a song called Country Girl. Here we go.
I was born in the country. I was raised with the sun. The flowers were my pillow when the day's work was done. Shone the bright neon signs. The call of the city life kept going through my mind. Oh yeah, the days of my childhood would soon be left behind. It was a Saturday morning when the snow lay on the ground. Oh, I said the time had come when I could move to town. So I kissed goodbye to Mama, held on tight to Papa's hand. I saw a tear in Mama's eye, but I did not understand, 'cause I was just a country girl being brought up on the land. You
hand, looking up to cross the Legoland. I really think it's about time that she came down. She a laughing, giggly, whirly bird. She got to be obscene to be offered.
Just about does it right now for the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is your host, Boston Medium. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So sad, we gotta go, but I'll be here next week, every week, 1 to 2 p.m., here Tuesdays. Again, you want to know about the spirit world, you want to know about the psychic world, call in, have the info, 855-915-9636. Give it up, live it up, have it up. Make some magic. There it goes. All right, we will definitely see you next week. I love you guys so much. I'm going to leave you with Toots and the Maytails. And guess what they're singing? Country Roads. Their version of Country Roads. It's so pleasant and positive to leave with the same kind of, it's like you had the John Denver version and somebody requested it. Now I'm leaving off with the Toots and the Maytails version of Country Roads. How beautiful. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. See you all next week. Have fun today. Don't forget to have fun and shine your light. Okay? Or I'm coming after you. If you don't, I'm going to come after you if you don't have fun.
All my friends there, holding on door.